This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Grief-stricken families prayed at a Buddhist temple after the bodies of those killed in a knife and gun rampage at a daycare center in Thailand were finally released. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has the story.
Relatives gathered inside the temple where the coffins lay of many of the dozens of people killed. Most of the dead were preschoolers who were stabbed and shot as they napped on blankets on the floor. Large photos of happy toddlers rested amongst flowers and grieving relatives kneeling at their coffins. Local official Noparat Langkapin said the whole area is grieving the loss. "We are a mid-sized community, not big, so everyone knew what happened very quickly, causing deep sadness among us. Seskan Srejaj lost his wife and daughter in the attack. I cried until I had no more tears coming out of my eyes. They're now running through my heart." I'm Karen Chamas.
A truck explosion caused the partial collapse of a road and rail bridge linking the Crimean Peninsula with Russia early on Saturday, damaging a conduit that's essential for sustaining Russia's military operations in southern Ukraine. Moscow stopped short of assigning blame, but the speaker of Crimea's Kremlin-backed regional parliament immediately accused Ukraine while downplaying the severity of the damage. Kyiv has not officially claimed responsibility for the attack, but Ukrainian officials have repeatedly threatened to strike the bridge. The 19-kilometer bridge across the Kerch Strait links the Black Sea and the Sea of Azov. It opened in 2018. The $3.5 billion project is a tangible symbol of Moscow's claims on Crimea. The Ukrainian Postal Service has announced it will issue stamps commemorating the destruction of the bridge. You can find more at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.